Off the Ball.
Get all the best bits at newstalk.com/off the ball.
Newstalk 106 to 108.
All right, you're very welcome along to Off the Ball. If you've just joined us, 53106 is the text number, and we're talking Gaelic football. We've got David Brady in studio and Enda McGinley on the line. Enda, how you doing?
That's Roger.
Good evening to you.
Yeah, it's wet again up here in Tyrone, which is always worrying.
Yeah, well, we were actually chatting about that a little bit earlier. Do you think this game's going to go ahead on Sunday, or...?
Given the rain that there has been today and even this week, there hasn't been really much let up at all. You'd certainly be worried, but there'll be huge pressure not to let two games in a row drop by. So I'd imagine they'll be working very hard on the pitch, but Oma does have a bit of a problem with carrying the water. And it's certainly been challenged this week, so the county board will be praying for a bit of let off between Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. And maybe they'd like to see a win on the field of play just to put some stories to bed and get everybody talking about football instead of finances?
Absolutely. It's been strange because I know during all our time, a lot of people would have said about Tyrone that you just don't hear anything that's happening inside the county in terms of within the senior team. And certainly that's something we would have always prided ourselves on. It's certainly been disappointing, the news leak or the leaked email, whilst I'm sure you were happy enough, the leaked email wasn't great. And then the talk of the finances then sort of that has led on from that. It's a complete distraction really from what you want to be talking about as players and I'm sure as a county board.
Yeah. The process for transparency's sake, we got an email and then we backed it up with a couple of other sources who corroborated what was in the email. And then I think that the most important thing that happened was Ronan McNamee was at a launch and he was like, yeah, look, some people aren't getting paid the full amounts of what they claim. It has been talked about by the players. It's going to affect morale in some way. If it wasn't a problem, they wouldn't be talking about it. I'm not sure all of it, the email, would have been as bad as it came out. But at the same time, there are things that could improve. Money's not everything, but it would damn help. It's like,
David here, and I was talking to Peter Canavan earlier on, and mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting Peter to be that open, and he more or less suggests there's a lot of issues, and it's not with the management, it's with the county board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, and I suppose this is the two different sides of the story. The county board are there, I suppose, and they have to be financially responsible. They have to be trying to reduce costs as much as possible. That's almost not their job, but certainly that's their priority to control that. And they have a couple of big expenditures. The Gravahy complex, as fabulous as it is, takes a lot of money to run. They're now building another high-level strength and conditioning suite at Gravahy. So that's going to take more money to run. But it was hugely surprising when you seen Tyrone at 25th on the table of expenses racked up by senior teams. Like, nobody really would have put Tyrone there because you would have viewed Tyrone as one of the sort of the leading teams and one of the cutting edge teams. So it certainly is hard to sort of round them corners and make that make sense. I'm sure a lot of other county boards throughout the country are looking at Tyrone rather enviously and wish that they could be as fiscally tight. But certainly there comes a time whenever the players will start to revoke. I think there's probably better ways of doing it. Maybe this has been a last straw, and the players have took this step. But again, it's not what a team needs. And as you say, they're better to get back playing on the pitch and try to get back to winning ways.
That's really the thing. It's kind of a combination of stuff, but it was definitely, it seems like the catalyst for all of this to come out wasn't the fact that they were all asked to pay 15 quid for a foam roller. It was the league table where you're like, hang on a second, we're going week by week exactly everything that we can do, but Dublin are getting their food sent to them in the morning, Mayo are getting mileage and it's getting delivered on time, look at how much they're spending. It's that bit where, you know, everybody sees what their neighbour has and suddenly decides, hang on a second.
So everyone's watching is out on the line, and it was startling to see the league table of the spend, and Tyrone said, look, we're constantly in the top 8 and the top 5-4, you know. It's and their spend is so much down. So it's kind of, look at it, there is a lot of other things going on, I think, behind the scenes.
Is it partly to do with the fact that the county board wouldn't give Mickey that length of security of tenure that he wanted?
Look at it, and it's probably easier for me as an outsider to say this, but the reality is if Tyrone losing the championship in 4 months' time, Mickey Hart could be gone. And is there an opinion where, you know, when he wasn't, and I think that's the part of the main issue, is that when he wasn't given an extra term, when he wasn't given an increase of tenure to go an extra 2 or 3 years, there's a little bit of infighting there, and it's I don't think it's good for Tyrone, because it's a very positive league, and again, going back to the football, I think whatever money is spent, it'd want to be spent on the pitch in Omagh, because I don't think that's going to be playable tomorrow night. Two games in 2 weeks, not playable. It'll have disastrous consequences on Tyrone.
On their fixture list, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's going to be a lot of attention on that, and really, they're probably going to have to redo that pitch. It was sort of done up a wee bit a few years ago, but there's never been a complete renovation of it. It has always been sort of patch jobs. And I think with the pressure now on games and the increased coverage of games and games being televised, and Tyrone being a high-profile team, that game the other day wasn't televised. But if it was to be televised, you just can't have that type of thing happening unnecessarily. Yes, in extreme circumstances, it could still happen always, but it wasn't. It was just a really wet weekend, which at the end of the day, the league's in spring or winter and spring. So we're in Ireland, you sort of have to expect a wee bit of rain.
Just that last point about Mickey's longevity of tenure, is that the mood music really that we need to put the context on what's going on here with the players? Because it definitely seems like the players and management are a unified group, and that the county board are the ones who are in the crosshairs, which in a way, ultimately, while it's bad that they don't have the resources that they feel they need, they are still at least together.
Yes, they are still together, but I suppose this has been running for a while, and you could really tag it right back to the RTE issue and the players not going in front of the media, and there was a wee bit of a falling out with the county board at that stage. It was fairly well publicised that Mickey had words with the chairwoman at that time. And really, since then, the relationship has been a wee bit under stress. Mickey is a very, very strong personality, and he will rub people up the wrong way, and he'll not care too much about that. He is single-minded after success, and he will not take a backward step to anybody. And I think there is certainly a move within some sections of the county that they feel Mickey Hart, his time is up. That is because he has rubbed people up the wrong way. Given the length of his tenure, you don't be in that position without annoying people. But bottom line, there's nobody really there to step into his place. The main people that would be there, David mentioned them already, Peter Canavan and the rest of the under-21s management team, they will not step in unless Mickey goes of his own accord. So the county board are in a very difficult position. I would be worried that the relationship continues to break down, and then we're left with a very acrimonious end of year, particularly if Tyrone don't go well. But as I say, that's all getting away from it. Tyrone will benefit from getting back on the pitch this Sunday, but certainly what has happened in the media, I think, is only a small chunk of maybe what's happening behind the scenes.
Yeah, like, less people think we're labouring the point here. I remember hearing a story.
This is serious, yeah.
I remember hearing a story about a hurling setup, which was absolutely amazing. It was one of the best hurling setups in the country, and they kept asking for new slithers for training, and they had like really old, used slithers the whole season. Mm. The next year, a management team came in that had the say-so of the county board, new slithers for every training session that they asked for, new gear, everything was supplied for them. And it's death by a thousand cuts as opposed to anything absolutely major that you can go, they screwed us on this, which is why the €15 foam ruler, 15 quid foam ruler, foam roller seems like, why are they coming out about that? But it's not really that at all.
And it becomes septic. And there's only one winner, except if you're Mickey Hart, because the county board rule, simple as that. But is there a man that has given as much and is respected as much? You know, Enda says he has certain distractors, but he is all the Tyrone football have been for the last 20 years. But usually, there's only one winner.
Yeah, and he is that team playing for him at the minute. Them players are completely loyal to him. When he asked them not to speak to RTE, so there's no official ban in place, but he simply says to them, look, I'm not speaking to RTE. I would appreciate if you support me. If you don't want to support me, that's your decision. Nobody steps out of line. So that's where this here type of sort of indiscipline where people are leaking stuff, I don't think it happens against Mickey. It's nobody is unhappy with Mickey. I think the players are probably just feeling squeezed. And I'd imagine it's that league table of expenditure that has really brought it to a head. in fairness, whenever I was out of the county, there was always that sort of tension between the players and county board. We wanted more. They wanted to keep the money tight. I think that's natural. But we always got well looked after. And I'm sure, by and large, the Drone players are still well looked after. I'd imagine there's a lot of unnecessary expense across other counties. I think there's a lot of ridiculous expenditure surrounding teams now, where teams are all chasing the Holy Grail and following sort of Dublin suit. There's probably no need for a lot of that. But if the county board are being seen as being very tight, and then it comes out that they're 25th in the table, yet being really one of the top four or five teams in the country, that sort of loads the argument in favour of the players.
Yeah. Quick question from Michael McCaig on Twitter. Would there be contingency plans in place for the game if Omagh is unplayable? Could it be played elsewhere? Is there somewhere else? Is there another suitable size venue in Tyrone?
The problem is there would be if it was during the day. There wouldn't be at night time. The sort of the two or three main pitches that the county games have been switched to in the past have not the quality of floodlighting necessary for a senior game. So no is the answer to that.
Would it be in Tyrone's benefit to make a call on that? When is the game?
Tomorrow at 7.
Tomorrow evening.
It should have been today to say make a call. We'll switch it and we'll take roughly our Kingspan Park.
Well, certainly it was Wicklow that came out today with their switch, and I think there was another fixture switched as well. So certainly them counties are on the ball. I'm sure looking at OMA, they would be able to tell, and looking at the weather forecasts tend to be fairly accurate now.
Yeah.
So you would certainly hope, and they will certainly be trying to avoid what happened last week. But as I say, I know even last week, I was to be doing radio commentary at the match, and I was getting updates saying, look, the match is definitely off, but they can't call it off until the referee comes. And then it became apparent, even when the referee came, there was a lot of pressure coming from Croke Park for the match to go ahead. So I think that led to a very slow decision-making process. Once bitten, twice shy, you would imagine. You would think things will be a bit slicker this week.
All right, the forecast is for rain all day on Saturday with a break in the rain for 2 hours just before throwing. Listen,
there'll be a lot of men with pitchforks.
Yeah. And I guess the county board could deal with the cash. And the great stuff, thanks very much for joining us.
Okay, Jeff.
And McGinley there, always good to have him on the show.
Yeah, it's Tyrone need football quick, yeah. Because there's
nothing else to talk about.
Nothing else to talk about. And you know what? You don't have Enda denying it. You have Peter Canavan support, you know.
Look, it's real. You know?
Yeah, it's real. Look, there's politics going on up there at the minute, and there's politics going on up there at the minute.
There is. Mayo, you feel, need to win this game tomorrow night, you were saying a little bit earlier on, from a psychological perspective as much as anything.
Yes, without a doubt. And look at you, Mayo need to win every game. But I'm telling you now, as a player, they're not going to get a chance, probably for the rest of the year, maybe until an All-Ireland series, semi-final stage, maybe. To come up against the team, and is that the time you want to be trying to get one over? From a psychological point of view, a mental point of view, a confidence point of view, and a good boost to say, you know what, I don't care. It's not about who's starting, who's playing, the conditions, the night, the time of the year. It's about you saying, I have beaten you before. And every team you come up against, you want that knowledge and confidence that you got one over, but it's constant. And look, it is 5 years since Mayo have beaten Dublin. They have drawn with them. They've come so close. But no goddamn other team has really beaten them in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
They've lost twice in 2012, 2010.
Donegal.
In Championship.
Yeah.
Am I right? Donegal and Mayo. You're going, look, that's phenomenal. And it deserves the height of respect, because I don't know, to really realise as football people the era that we're in with Dublin football.
Well, you've got to try and stop it. And so from Mayo's perspective, that's just about like doing whatever it takes to win this game.
It's not about shooting the lights out. We've had 4:15 to 3:12, 3:13 games on a Saturday night in Croke Park. It's not about that. It's about, you know what, there's a little bit of, I think, possibility of mental fatigue. And these are supreme athletes, the Dublin guys, but mental fatigue, it's hard to keep going.
Very hard, yeah.
Yeah, and the number of 32 and then 33 and then, you know, the whole lot. It's pressure. Maybe it's the pressure you want to keep yourself going, because there's going to be a time in Championship where you're going, I have 2 months off. Maybe that's the time that Jim Gavin would play his younger players and give the younger guys an introduction, because it's a lot easier than what's going on now in the last 4 or 5 weeks, which are your last 2 minute, 3 minute games, 4 minutes extra time,
they're
a point down. It's been phenomenal. I keep highlighting the point of the Tyrone game in Croke Park. They made absolutely kamikaze decisions in the last 3 minutes, but they didn't let it fall apart.
Well, they also had like a disastrous spell against Donegal and managed to dig it back out.
And again,
they had a disastrous spell against Kerry and managed to dig it back out.
And you're going, what did they do? And
in the All-Ireland semi-final?
Yes, they keep working, they keep their width, they keep the game plan. And you know what? Sometimes it is a certain amount of luck, because Tyrone played into their hand with a stupid kick out.
Yeah.
And Sean Kavanagh crossing the pitch in the last 30 seconds of the game. You're going, why? But man says, you create your own luck. It's too hard work. And they haven't let their work ethic drop.
Are you predicting a win for Mayo? Or is it just a hope rather than prediction?
I was happy with the way Mayo played and the way they conducted themselves. They had a good spread of scores. They had 15 wides against Roscommon, but it's Roscommon are in trouble.
They're
leaking gas at the minute, and you know, great result. Like I was out with the whip, 6 points down in Killarney against Kerry. I was going, boys, this is the last week was not good against Monaghan.
I backed them at that point, but go on.
Did you? Your man says you're become Mayo, more Mayo sized than I am, because it's a long road, and there's a time and a place, and they haven't got a full team either. Have Dublin, they've guys coming back, they've guys injured both sides. I think it's vital. It's vital for Mayo to get one up. I'm not predicting it, to be honest. I do think that we're still the likes of Lee Keegan coming back and Brendan Harrison were a big benefit to us. I like you know what, the one thing I do like about Mayo is the likes of young Fergal Boland. For me, there's too many 40, 45 minute players on the Mayo team for the last 10, 15 years. Because you go, you know what, I know exactly who's getting taken off now. And time again, young Fergal got taken off against Kerry. Had his best game, came back last week, scored 2 points, played in the Derby, Roscommon game. You know, it's about young or old. Once you're playing minor or 21 level, you're as good. You're as good as any of them. It's not about the occasion or give them a year or two to mature. The time to mature is now, and I think there's a good split. The big difference now, and I will say it about Mayo's style of play, don't ever look at Killian O'Connor playing number 15 again, because he's not and he won't. I think what he's adding around the centre half forward line in the last two or three games, he's got on more ball, same as Killian and same as Dermot playing around the midfield sector.
Don't ask him to do the running, give him the ball.
Give him the bloody ball, because he is doing as much with it for his other players around him than he is when he's in gets inside scoring.
Alright, great stuff, David. Thanks so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
53106 is the text number. We've got the crappy quiz coming up next without the defending champ Adrian Barry.
Off the ball.
Get all the best bits at newstalk.com/offtheball.
Newstalk 106 to 108.